When I started playing, there was sheep grazing on it, and on a Friday we used to have to go around with buckets and pick up all the sheep muck, and there wasn't water laid on. Sometimes used to carry water from the pool, from Lima Pool, but there was no water laid on as there is now, so the wickets in dry spells got very rough. And I think the reason I was such a defensive batsman originally was playing on that pitch, having played, say, at Rolls-Royce on these lovely works grounds, you'd have gone for your cover drive and things. But at Montgomery, in those days, you didn't know which ball was going to rear at your head, and you didn't used to, which one would shoot along the ground virtually. And it was always used to be very annoying when somebody bowled a daisy cutter and everybody, and you were clean bowled and everybody, well bowled! When you, in fact, I mean, that made you bend over your bat and be very watchful. Probably I would have been a better batsman, brought up on a better ground. It was very rough at times. In wet spells, it wasn't so bad, of course, because we had an old heavy roller, which must have been pre-First World War, stone roller, which I think I saw still parked in the field above the pavilion one day. I'm sure that must have been there since 1900. A slightly lighter roller, which was pushed up and down, even if there wasn't any rain. The sheep droppings were a big nuisance because we didn't. We had cowpats as well. I mentioned the sheep droppings because sometimes a farmer, although asked not to, would let his cattle in there almost deliberately at times. We used to think, because he didn't really want it to be used for cricket. The original farmer when I first played there, so it wasn't so good if the ball landed in a cowpat when you were fielding, because picking it up wasn't great fun. One thing that was unusual, which used to cause merriment, was a tiny scoreboard by the gate. And on it, which I don't think I ever saw anywhere else, if somebody was out for North, we had little ducks painted, and a duck was put up on the